upper level, and the chaos that that greed generates is becoming obvious to us all. So the first thing that creates these economic crises is materialistic greed. The second thing is unsustainable debt. In our case, what happens is people could get money for absolutely anything. People could get money to buy a house they should never have bought, to buy a car they never should have bought. They can get 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 credit cards and rack up incredible debt that's to be paid off at interest rates from the low of 12% to the high of 25%. Eventually, the debt is so big, so massive, so unsustainable, and while we're all doing it at the local level and the individual level, the United States government is doing exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing, borrowing money from nations all over the globe, developing an unsustainable debt that can never be paid off. And eventually the house of cards begins to collapse. Jobs are lost, bankruptcy proliferates. Now, this is a perfect storm. This is a perfect storm for socialism, for revolution, because now the government says we have to step in and take over and stop all the abuse. We got to stop all of the bad things going on in the case of the worker. We got to stop all the bad things going on at the corporate level. So what are we going to do? We're going to have somebody control all that. We're going to put people in charge of wages and people in charge of corporate salaries, and we're going to have government take over healthcare because there's so much corruption there, insurance companies and doctors, and on they go. And whenever you have this kind of chaos that comes from a society that is driven by materialistic greed, that comes to unsustainable debt, the government is in a perfect storm to step in. And then if you have a socialist leader in charge of all of that, that is what really perfects the storm. Because then you have the underlying agenda of the reallocation of wealth, which is driven by a certain amount of class envy and so forth. We have those kinds of problems in our country, aided and abetted by the fact that somewhere along the line we decided in America that you should have money even if you don't earn it. 50% of America doesn't pay any taxes. The burden falls on the other 50%. How did we develop all these entitlements? How did we get to the point where some people have no responsibility, other people carry a heavy responsibility? How did we get to the point where we think people who don't work should be given money? Somebody who has money should give money to other people, but they should give money to other people for services rendered, right? Not because they have it, therefore they owe it.